More than a quarter of Ohio's registered voters did not cast ballots last year. And for some of them, that could have been one inactive election too many. Ohio has been removing voters who have not cast ballots over a period of 6 years, unless they contact their Board of Elections during that time. It's a process that's at the center of a U.S. Supreme Court case expected to be argued early next year. I spoke with Larry Harmon, an infrequent voter who's a lead plaintiff in the case. Larry Harmon's activism is the quiet kind. Until 2015, it generally took the form of deciding not to vote when he didn't like the choices. But then the state told him his decision not to vote had cost him, at least temporarily, his right to vote. And the software engineer and Navy vet protested that his decisions were constitutionally protected and, in their way, a sign of a conscientious voter.
Sometimes I wasn't up on the politics. Other times I didn't like either of the candidates. I rarely voted in the primaries. And now that I'm older, I think, geez, I should have voted in the primaries because the people in the election weren't the ones I wanted to be voting for.
So you're living, you moved to your grandparents' farm how long ago?
In 2000.
Okay.
So I had been there for 15 years by the time I had a problem. And I had voted several times. I had voted against Bush and against Bush and for Obama, and then I didn't vote to reelect President Obama.
Why not?
A couple things. One was my mother had died and my stepfather had died, and I had gone through a period of mourning, sure. And I didn't feel like voting. Another was I was a little frustrated that I really liked Obama, but he couldn't get anything done. So I thought, well, does it really matter who's president if our politics is so obstructionist that you can't get anything done? And to be honest, I thought Mitt Romney had a couple good points.
But it was still in the back of your mind that anytime you wanted to, you could.
Sure. I think I've been a good citizen of Ohio. I've paid my taxes. I pay property taxes. I pay income taxes. I pay car registration taxes. I get my driver's license renewed. So I thought that, geez, I'm in good standing. And that it would be only normal to not vote sometimes.
So then what drove you to finally say, I'm going to vote again? It wasn't the 2012 election?
No, it was that darn issue. Was it issue 2 on the Ohio ballot about the marijuana legalization? I thought it was a travesty.
Why?
That they wanted to monopolize something they were calling a medicine. And they wanted to tax the heck out of something they were calling a medicine.
So this would have been 2015?
Yes.
And you went to your polling place to vote, and what happened?
I went to the podium that had the book on it to figure out which group to go get in. I couldn't find my name. Went there early in the morning before work, and at the time I was working in Youngstown. So I had, you know, a drive to go, and I went to work, and it bothered me. At lunchtime, I got on the internet and Googled several things, and I think I found an email address for the Board of Elections. And I emailed them and told them my problem.
He was told he could sign back up, and he did. But the missed 2015 election grated on him.
It was funny. When I was at the school trying to find my name, I was embarrassed. And I thought, what did I do wrong, you know? And I'm trying to figure out what did I do wrong. And then I found out that they had just dropped me off. And then I kind of got angry. And I sent an email to Secretary of State John Husted and saying, you know, I thought this was un-American. I thought I had the right to vote and that I had earned the right to vote.
Now, John Husted has come back and said, look, if you don't vote in that period of time, you get a card in the mail that says we're going to remove you if you don't contact us. Why isn't that enough?
They said they sent me a card, but I don't ever remember receiving the card. And they said they sent it in the mail. And I wonder, why didn't they send registered mail? Why didn't they check and see if I renewed my state driver's license? You know, why didn't they check see if I paid property tax at the house that I was registered to vote from? If I don't use my right to free speech, I don't lose it in 6 years. So my right to vote, you know, why should it go away?
The Supreme Court case centers on whether federal law allows Ohio to remove voters solely for failing to vote. A federal appeals court sided with Larry Harmon, but President Trump's Justice Department has switched sides and is now arguing for Ohio's claim that the purges protect the reliability of voter rolls. I'm ML Schulze, 89.7 WKSU.